This is Vectis Radio, serving the Isle of Wight and beyond. www.vectisradio.com.
It's a Thursday and it's just gone 12 o'clock and I've got two visions of loveliness in the show today for this hour. And we are first of all going to introduce Emma. Is it Emma
yes,
Lincoln?
Yes, Emma Lincoln, yes.
Afternoon, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Are you a little bit nervous?
Of course not, no.
I don't want to make you even more nervous, but that wall just down by the side of you is wet paint.
What, the one that's got green down my sleeve now? Yeah, I know, thanks.
And also we've got Helen in as well.
Hello.
Helen, just introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Helen Lewis and I work part of the Age Friendly team.
And you're the voice of the commercial.
Wow, yes,
she
that's
is.
Right, yes,
the voice
I am,
of Age Friendly.
Yeah.
And the reason why it sounds so good is because... You were voice trained, is that right?
Oh, I had lots of elocution lessons when I was little, so yes.
Lots of people have said, who's that lady? That sounds professional.
I know. We're going to lose her from ATK, aren't we?
A whole new career.
You're doing your own show here.
Yeah.
Soon.
I'd love that.
Bye.
So the bigger heading is Age UK.
We
is
are,
that right?
So we are here to represent Age Friendly Ireland, but we work for Age UK. Age UK is the lead organisation for the Age Friendly Ireland programme.
Okay, so how long has Age Friendly been going?
It's been nearly 3 years we've come up tour. So yes, we're in our third year of delivery and it's part of a 5-year project.
Okay, and you've got so many things going on at the moment that's going to be helpful. And this hour is all about just talking about those things, talking
that's
about
right.
the availability of things. And hopefully those people are of a certain age, and we should talk about age now because it's not aimed at, because we all think, okay, Age Friendly, how old?
Well, it's aimed at people who are 50 and over, so...
So I've just become part of the group.
You are part of that group.
In that last sentence, I'm now part of the group.
But Helen and I aren't.
All right, don't rub
yet.
It in. I kind of knew that already, but
yeah.
You just wanted to rub that in.
Yeah.
So, you know, those people that will be thinking, and there'll be a lot of people out there thinking, well, I'm 50, I'm all right, I don't have to worry about it. Well, you don't have to worry about it, but you are part of it. So you can, you know, join up, do these things that we're going to be talking about in the next hour.
Brilliant.
So what, first of all, why did you both get involved?
Well, we've both got very diverse backgrounds in terms of what we do and how we do it. I'm a teacher by trade, so I came in through the intergenerational route, working with young people and raising awareness of older people issues in schools, how we can be more supportive of communities. And Emma's background is working with the charity RNIB at a strategic level about how we can work with local organisations and partners to become more aware of the issues that older people face.
Okay, so what is the RN? What?
The Royal National Institute of the Blind.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
So that's, and how long's that been going?
Oh, my goodness. Don't ask me that question.
Hundreds,
I can't remember the date. When
hundreds
it was
of years.
Hundreds, yeah, it's old, an old charity.
Yeah.
It's a big charity. I mean, it's national. And I was working up in London then, so...
Yeah, it's fabulous that these things are there for, you know, because we'll tackle this as we go on, because there'll be people out there that won't know where to go for assistance, help, what's available to them.
Yeah.
I mean, my mum's... We touched on my mum, and she might get brought up quite a lot. Her ears will be burning this lunchtime because she's one of those... She's 84 years old, and she hasn't embraced technology... And she doesn't drive, she never has done. So she's like, you know, isolated to a certain degree. And you think, well, okay, she plays Scrabble. There's an outlet. So is there a Scrabble club that she could join? Or is there something that, you know, you could help her with?
Absolutely. And I think it's a case of within our team, because we're a small team of four that are leading this particular part, we work with over 23 other organisations, from the fire service to Tesco to Southern Vectis to town and parish councils. So I think it's a case if we don't know it, we usually know somebody who does.
Okay. I should point out at this point is that she does cheat. All right, so just better.
That's
better
fantastic.
In mind.
Yeah, brilliant.
So, okay, what does, in a nutshell, what does Age Friendly do?
Age Friendly is looking at supporting lonely and isolated people over the age of 50. It's part of a global movement that's directed by World Health Organization, and basically, it looks at every aspect of life. Really, there are eight sort of areas that we work to. Helen's got a list of those areas.
Yep, so everything from covering sort of outdoor spaces and walkways to housing, health services, social inclusion. There are eight areas that we focus our work on that may affect somebody's life, leading to them being more lonely and isolated.
Okay, and I'm guessing that, you know, people say all the time that we're quite an old island.
That's right. You know,
have we got more?
We've got 24% of people over the age of 65 who, at the moment, and that's expected to rise to 28% by 2021.
Wow,
so that's about 33,000 currently, and yeah, that will go up.
A large aging demographic.
So we do need to do something and put something in now to help those later
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that's really good about Age Friendly is, as I say, it's been driven by World Health Organization. But actually, World Health Organization are very clear around these eight domain areas that we've just talked about, that it's not really... when you make something accessible to an older person, it's actually having a wider impact on everybody. So, you know, if you're making a walkway more easy for somebody, then a mum with a buggy is going to benefit from that as well. So it is really looking at sort of supporting cradle to grave whilst the emphasis is on 50 plus.
Do you think there's enough being done at the moment? And do you think over the last, you know, few years that we've neglected and it's now time definitely to put things in place?
I think there's lots going on, but I don't think people know about it. I think probably one of our biggest tasks is to make sure people are aware of what they're entitled to. Everything from, are people claiming the right benefits? Are people getting attendance allowance? You know, if they're caring for somebody, are they getting all the right things that enable them to live the life they want to live? I think, you know, we go out all the time talking to people, and quite often people just simply don't know what's out there.
And is there, we'll come to that in a minute, because I think it's really vital that, it, you know, if we can point people in the right direction.
Absolutely.
And I know that there's a number of events that you're doing next week that will do that, and we'll go through them.
Brilliant.
But I'm glad you brought them up. But is there an amount of, because I'm sure there will be, and without, you know, disrespecting people, that there'll be so much pride there that they don't want help. And so that's the first barrier, is the fact that there's help there available to you, but, oh, I don't want help.
I think, yeah, that is a real problem. And I think we're very good at helping those who come forward for the help, but it's I think our biggest issue is about how we really work with those who are truly lonely.
Yeah, and I was going to say, that's why a lot of the projects are community-based. So the work that we're doing with town and parish councils, they often know their community best and what's required. Benbridge is a really good example. They know what's needed out there and how we can best support them as a town and parish council to get the people the support they need.
All right, so there are there's towns that are better equipped or doing better than others at the moment.
We are working with town and parish councils. One of the people on this team works directly with them, and we've set up a steering group of people within town and parish councils who are interested in working on the age friendly agenda. So we have parish councillors who are known now as age friendly champions to help drive this forward. And actually, Seaview and Nettleston have recently revised their parish plans, and within that, they've incorporated age-friendly principles, which is what we really want to see all town and parish councils doing across the island. So we're really pleased that that's kind of been embraced by Seaview and Nettleston already.
Okay. Can you just outline a couple of those principles?
So it's things around, you know, are they talking to the people in their community about what they need? I think sometimes it's simple as having a cup of tea and a conversation. Do they know what's needed? And then how are they going to do it? Where they go to get the support? It's a case of it not being done and dusted. You don't become age friendly. It's a living beast, really. And that's our job, is to enable communities to be able to really tackle this with our support, because we can't do it on our own.
Okay.
And it's about us helping them to be able to do it for themselves. And it can look slightly different in slightly different places depending on what the need is. But kind of, it's the principles about, do they know what the need is? Have they had the conversation? with older people to find out what's going on and what's needed.
Are certain towns better equipped to look after and be, you know, to do better than others?
I think it depends.
Driven by the need, aren't
it
they?
It is.
Really?
Obviously from our point of view, if we've got people that are really interested and want to get involved, we will support them. As we are going round with the towns and parish councils, Lisa, our colleague, does an audit with that town and parish council about what's working, what's not working. Older people can give their views, and from that they will then come up a plan. So I think it's really hard to sort of say one's doing better than the other, but actually there's a process that can be gone through to help people understand what needs to be done.
The reason why I ask that is that obviously other places are going to be better at it, and it's not a case of all poking them and saying, oh, you're not doing very well. The way I look at it is, hey, look at what they're doing over here. If we mirrored that,
totally.
It'd be better.
Totally. I mean, actually, I think it would be fair to say that the town and parish councils have really come on board.
Yes.
Since earlier this year, I mean, we started working with Bembridge, and we did some age-friendly training with them, and that was really, really well received, and they've been so supportive ever since. And our colleagues are delivering more training to town and parish councillors this evening. That's from various town and parish councils. So they are really embracing this opportunity.
Is that because they're a little bit worried because they've probably hit 50 by now?
I think most of them.
Yeah, and I think some people are also carers for elderly parents, you know.
Absolutely.
So will need that support themselves to make sure that, you know, they can support their parents as best they can. I think it's not a case of, oh, you're 50, you need support. It's about actually what does that whole life support look like, really.
Do you know, it's an interesting world we live in now, and I was going to say to you, is there a website that people can look at? And you're going to say, yes, there is, and we're going to look at that in a minute. But just bring that back, and you think, okay, there will be people, many people, that won't be interested in websites.
Absolutely.
Because, so, haven't you got a telephone number that I can ring?
Yes.
You know, and another way of, because that'll be their way that they've been brought up on.
Absolutely.
So, obviously, we do that thing where, we've got a website which you can, because there are people that are au fait with it, there are people that have embraced it, but there are people that are terrified of it, and not everybody has internet.
No.
And that's a huge assumption, that people are always going to want internet, and they're not. So we write letters, you know, we have telephone conversations, we'll also go out for lots of cups of tea and cake, so, you know, we'll go wherever they need us, really,
which appeals. Definitely.
I mean, some people just want to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that when we were doing the work with Southern Vectis, we had a quote from a customer who uses the buses, basically saying, I don't need to get on the bus and go shopping every day, but I do, because that's the only opportunity I have to talk to somebody.
Right.
So, yes, phone contact is absolutely, face-to-face contact is so important.
And we're not, you know, Age UK aren't delivering this on their own. We have 11 other partners who are out there delivering parts of this project. So, you know, they can come into contact if they don't want to approach Age UK. For some reason, there are 11 other people that they can, 11 other organisations that are part of this project.
Brilliant. It is about understanding each other's needs. And the fact that, okay, you meet youngsters today and they've grown up on the technology and they are like a whiz on it.
Yeah.
And what we have to remember is that there are people out there that are not quite such a whiz on it because they haven't grown up with it, but they might want to learn it, or they might not, and we have to be respectful of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I know that my mum detests the internet.
Yes.
Why have I got to do that?
Yeah.
Why did I have to change to digital television? What was wrong with the old situation?
Exactly.
It's like that was one arm up the back and so on, but you've still got to be able to communicate those details, get them switched on so they know what they're doing with it.
Yeah, so quite often we'll go along to coffee mornings and we will just sit and chat to people about what the project is and how they can get involved if they want to, and if not, there's the telephone number, you can give us a ring at any time.
And is it as simple as, and I know that there's other complications as well, but is the majority of people, when they get to a certain age, it's they want contact, conversation, just to talk to somebody, rather than just stay at home, not being able to go somewhere, or if the telephone rings, you keep the guy that's trying to sell you insurance on the phone because that's the only person you've spoken to for a week.
Absolutely.
Is it just conversation and communication?
Yes. Yeah. In terms of well-being, you know, that's up there. In terms of keeping us healthy, mentally healthy, which can then affect our physical well-being, whether we choose to go out to the shops or whether, you know, whatever it is, that sort of contact with other people. And I think it's the lack of choice that some people have find themselves in. They've maybe suffered a significant life event, they've lost a partner, and they suddenly find themselves isolated. And actually, it's really easy to lose the art of conversation. Yeah. And where do you start again? Yeah. Once you have perhaps not had a long conversation with somebody for a long time, it's about how we can build people's confidence again.
And make them feel they've got something to talk about.
Yes.
I think that's one of the other issues, isn't it, really?
And that there's a value there, and that they've got a contribution to still make to their community.
And the other side of the coin is, you know that there are people out there that are, well, you do now because we're talking about them, and that's the point. Because, you know, there are a lot of people like me and others that, you know, maybe don't have a whole lot to do with people that are over 50, even though I am 52, you know, so they don't know what's going on. They don't know the problems. They don't know, so they don't get involved. Mm. But by talking about it, it might make people realise that, A, you're going to go through this yourself at some point, and B, you can help.
Yes.
You can do something. You can play your part in this too. Or you may have a relation that you don't really have much to do with, but it's highlighting the fact that this is what they actually go through.
Yes.
You know, they may not see anybody for, you know, best part of a week. They may not see anybody for a couple of weeks.
And that has such a knock-on effect on mental health and well-being, which is essential, of course, for participating in life.
So when you do your events next week, there's a whole week of them.
Yep.
Is it just aimed at people that are 50-plus, or are you asking, well, because you were involved, you're below the 50 mark.
We are.
So other people can get involved as well.
They can. I mean, it is aimed for people who are 50 plus, but we're not going to turn anyone away that's younger than that. The events have been designed with that group of people in mind. So the kind of things that they might like to do and participate in. Everything from kind of knit and natter to tea on the sea to clubs, all kinds of different things going on. How to get involved in volunteering. Need some support with employment. You've recently, you know, want to change career. So there's lots of things on, and no, we wouldn't turn anyone away, but they are specifically geared for older people, 50 plus.
Okay. The reason why I ask that is because, is it a case of, do you need people to help out, that to become involved and help you?
Oh, anybody can help out and become a volunteer within the programme. Absolutely. There's lots of things you can do. You could be office-based and you want to increase your experience around office procedures, or you can go out and work with older people and volunteer. You can volunteer in any part of the programme, in any of the 11 projects.
So if you do want to get involved at some point next week,
come and talk to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go through. So it all starts on Monday.
Sunday.
Which is Sunday.
International Older People's Day, Older Persons Day. On Sunday we've got an event with Red Funnel, Tea on the Sea.
Right.
And that's fully booked, actually, but it's a really good event. So it's up in their signature lounge on the Red Funnel Ferry. And it's a round trip, basically, from cows back to cows. And they'll have, well, they've got a harpist coming along. They're going to have afternoon tea.
Lovely.
There's going to be bingo, a quiz, and a short film about Red Funnel, and it's in fact it was a tug for the Titanic, which is worrying some people because they think there's going to be a reenactment of the Titanic. So.
Well, let's hope not.
Well, that's fine, yeah.
Pack your trunks just in case.
Well, absolutely.
Okay.
We've got Co-op launching their Time for You Till, their Slow Lane Till in their stores, because we've had people saying to us that actually quite happy to pack their own shopping, but just please go a bit slower. Yeah. And we also have Vectis Housing leading a Wild About White Safari that day. So there are other things going on the first.
Okay, so lots. It all starts Sunday.
Yeah.
The main event on a Sunday is going across on the water on Red Funnel, but that's fully booked. But it'll be back next year.
Yes,
it will be back next year. We hope.
Okay, and then you get to Monday.
Yep. So we've got, if you want to become a volunteer, we've got people out there in our libraries who can give you advice on what kind of volunteer opportunities are out there. We have Independent Arts leading a creative cafe session. Tesco are launching their Time for You, Slow Till. We have scams awareness displays, and we have a tea dance and high tea out in Ventnor.
Right, OK. You mentioned Independent Arts there. And
that's right.
I've got a funny feeling. Is it a lady called Hannah that's involved?
Yeah, Hannah Griffiths.
And she's been in before, and we had this amazing conversation, and it really opened my eyes, and hopefully we'll mention it again and we'll open other people's eyes. She was talking about, if you walk around Newport, there's about 10 care homes. And I walk around Newport a lot and didn't really give them that much thought at that time. But now I do. I think, wow.
Yes.
So we don't see them.
No.
We don't see them, but they're there. And we don't realise that they're there, but, you know, they are. And I think we should just pay a little bit more, just a little bit more attention to that there are people out there that, you know, might be a little bit lonely, that they may need a little bit of support. But because we don't see them, we don't think of them, we don't remember them, or we don't, you know. And I think sometimes we've just got to take that time just to sort of realise that, yeah, okay, we all go on and we know the figures, that they're quite high. And as you say, rightly said, that they're going to get higher. You know, the ratio of people of a certain age, it's going to get higher. But we don't ever think about it in such a way that's positive. Mm. Well, there's a lot of people that don't, because they don't realise, because they don't see. And if they don't see, they don't know, and they don't care.
Yeah. So, and that's where volunteering can really help. Do it through an organisation, keep yourself safe, and also do it in a way that's supported, so we get to the right people.
Okay, so we got to Tuesday.
We have. Let's have a look for Tuesday. Third, so we've got, again, volunteering. We've got coffee mornings. We've got a County Record office drop-in, so if you're interested in a bit of history. We've got Sing About, the good old days, and we've got Dance Makers, so other independent arts activities that are happening across the island.
Okay, is this the first one that you've done?
No,
we did it last year,
so this is the second year, and it's part of, so we have an awards evening as well, which is the third year that we've run the awards. But second year for the festival.
Okay, so how well did it go last year? I mean, I was going to ask that. How does it compare to, just say, for instance, people? I don't like to keep calling people of a certain age, the over 50s. So we, because I'm over 50 as well. No one can moan at that. You know, are they more, you know, likely to get off their backsides and support these events because they're nice events that they want to go to? I mean, I know that in the past people have put on events, you know, gigs and discos and things like that, and nobody goes, or the numbers are down. I would hazard a guess and say that they're more likely to turn up for a coffee morning.
It's had a lot of promotion this year. I mean, it was really successful last year, actually. And I think we know that, in the sense that more people have come forward to want to put on events.
Yeah, we've got 33 events as opposed to 23 last
year. Yeah, so, I mean, that's a really good increase. Mm. What we're doing this year, Helen has put together a survey, sort of feedback form for people who participate in these events. So that, you know, if they've got suggestions for events that they might like us to do next year, then we've got some more feedback. So
we've already had a request for ballet, and the Royal Academy of Dance have just launched Silver Swans, headed up by Angela Rippon. And so we're looking to put additional things on, and that's come from a request from a lady that used to do ballet, and she'd like to take it up again.
Wow.
And also the leisure people at Medina have been in touch with us through the council, and they want to meet with us to talk about some free classes that they'd like to put on for the festival next year. So absolutely, the word's getting out there.
Mm. Oh, brilliant. And now, you mentioned ballet. One of our presenters, James Fox, is really into ballet, and I think he did do ballet. So, and he turned 50 last year.
Right.
So I know that next week, when we do the outside broadcast, the show runs from 10 until 1.
Right.
And then the afternoon show on a Wednesday runs from 1 till 4. So I said, why don't you come along and do that 1 till 2 slot? And so he could talk ballet next week.
He certainly did.
And I'm pretty sure he will be a strong supporter of anything to do with ballet.
Brilliant.
And he's in the right age bracket.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
He won't like you for saying that bit, though.
Probably not. He won't like me for telling everybody he likes ballet, either.
Double whammy.
Fantastic.
Okay, so we got to... Is that all for Tuesday?
That's all for Tuesday,
And there's coffee mornings. Where are the coffee mornings?
The coffee mornings. So there's got the coffee morning. Let me just double check. Page 9. You can get these brochures from Age UK. If people want to know more, we can stick them in the post. So in terms of coffee mornings, you've got one at Learning Links in Newport, which is an organisation that supports anybody who's perhaps changing employment, looking to refresh their CV.
Where is it?
That's Lugley Street.
In Lugley Street.
Pyle Street, sorry. Pyle Street. So, please do pop along there. And then the other coffee afternoon is Benbridge Village Hall, 2 till 4, and that's being run by the parish council there.
Okay, brilliant. So there's enough there to be going on with.
That's Tuesday.
Week. It's quite a busy week, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
A busy week.
And then the Singabout on the Tuesday is at the Methodist Church in Quay Street.
Singabout, that is, again, that's our friend Hannah, isn't it?
It is our friend Hannah. The county record office drop-in is at Cowes Library. So, yes, there's lots going on.
Good. Okay, so that's Wednesday, and we're obviously doing the outside broadcast as well.
That's Tuesday.
All right.
Still on Tuesday.
that's Tuesday.
It's my age. Go easy.
That's
on
all right.
Okay, so we come to Wednesday in a moment. But obviously, we're doing the outside broadcast. That's next week. That's between 11, and the whole event is 11 until 2.
It is, yes.
And you come to the main hall, is there lots of different things going on?
The focus is around, it's called civic participation, but really it's about how to become a volunteer, how to become a local councillor. You can get support for digital inclusion. You can come and participate in some art. If you want some style advice, maybe you're going for a job interview and you want somebody to help you out, there's somebody who will help you out there in terms of, having suits and different things to try on. We've also got some mindfulness and well-being. So it's really about all those wider determinants of getting people involved in their community.
Okay. It's interesting. You mentioned jobs there, and you think, years ago, people used to retire at 65, and that was it.
Mm. Yeah.
But they can't now.
No.
Because of certain things that have happened in the past, that they can't. So, that now is, okay, that's now an issue that's been created in the last sort of 10 years, where you don't retire, you may need to carry on working. So you will need to brush up on the old skills.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So just say, for instance, you get people and they say, right, okay, what should I do at an interview nowadays? Could someone give advice on that?
Yeah, so we have our colleagues Louise and Pat at Learning Links in Pyle Street, who will be there on the 4th to actually advise you. They will do a workshop. You can bring your CV, say, actually, this is looking good, this is where you can develop it. And they'll also put you on lots of other courses, lots of other training. And we have some wonderful stories now of somebody who came to a forum, was looking for a job. We put her in touch with Learning Links. They helped her with her training. She's now working full time. So that link is there to get people back into work if that's what they want to do.
That's brilliant. Sorry, Emma.
There's also Alderpreneurs, which is a project run by Chamber of Commerce, and that's looking at people setting up their own business so they get some sort of help and support in doing that, what the skills they need to do that, and advice.
That's awesome. But unless you actually talk it through, we forget, because we forget that now people have to work longer.
Yes.
It was all set out in legislation, if you like. You got to 65, you got your pension, you were okay, but you don't. You have to go on until you're almost, is it 70 or almost 70? I think it's 69, 68, if you're a female,
that's
and
right.
If you're a male, you have to work until you're 70. So that's obviously added to the issues.
It has. And in terms of sort of planning post-retirement, people are having to work longer because they actually financially need to. So in terms of actually planning ahead, people will be thinking about their careers for a lot longer.
We were in really early discussions with a few organisations about looking at a mentoring scheme where older employees mentor somebody who's been finding it difficult to get back into work for various reasons, but they are older too. So that's something we are addressing at the minute, because there are some sort of misconceptions. People think that they can't do something because they're a certain age, when actually they probably can. It's just a lack of confidence.
I know that over the road at the council, I know a couple of people have left in the last 6 months that have been there for so long. But they've got all these skills, and those skills have just disappeared.
Lost, yeah.
What did you think I was going to say?
I was worried.
No, I just think there's a guy that's, I can't remember what his name is, but I know that he's been there for about 20, 25 years, and he's organised the the whenever there's an election, he organises all the votes or everything that is, and it runs so smoothly. And you think he's now retired, so somebody else has taken on that role. And you know, without trying to point the finger at anybody now, I bet that it doesn't run as smoothly as it did because that skill's gone.
Yeah,
that skill has left the building. And I think sometimes we should look a little bit closer and think, try and keep these people in the loop somehow, so they can pass on their knowledge and their skills to the next generation.
And I know, I mean, we are one of 20 places across the UK that are focusing around age friendly, and I know there are other areas that are looking at that, older employees mentoring younger people as they come in, and sort of doing a phased retirement. So as they're phasing out their retirement into retirement, they are giving mentoring a younger person to upskill them.
So by doing that, does that mean you've made them aware and now they're on board and they're trying to, you know, alleviate the issues, the problems that may arise? So are they getting on board? Are they being they're team players then?
They're team players, yeah, the team players. It really is just about trying to upskill the younger people, really.
Which is great. This is what you want, because this is something that is not going to go away.
No.
This is something that's going to happen more and more because of the fact that we've got to work for longer.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be fair to say a large part of our work is intergenerational. So we do a lot of work in schools and with younger people generally. A lot of training, a lot of awareness raising, and that's very popular. I think we've got, is it 15 ghouls?
At least. We work engaged on average about 1,000 pupils each academic year.
How many?
About 1,000 pupils we work with in an academic year. And that's quite a tiny portion of children. So,
right.
We're always looking. And that can be everything through assemblies. Mm. We run a young volunteer scheme at Age UK. So they can go and help with the Digi Inclusion, iPad.
Mm.
Or they can go and play Scrabble. So your mum might like somebody to come play Scrabble with her.
Mm. Yeah, but she cheats.
Yeah, but they probably would as well.
Yeah. And teach them how to be a card shark. You know, we've had some wonderful relationships develop over the years, that even when the youngster perhaps has gone off to university or moved off the island for work, that they've still stayed in touch, you know. So it makes a big impact.
Do you feel like, you know, by putting these things in place now, and I know that you know we've been putting them in place for a while, but even more so now, that you do feel comfortable about when you get to 50 plus yourself?
It does. Working for Age UK does open your eyes, actually, about what's out there and what's not out there.
Yeah.
And actually, it does, on a personal level, it does make you think about, actually, what you want for your future.
Absolutely.
And the kind of steps you need to put in place as soon as you can, really.
My mum's always said to me, you're like Peter Pan, you never grow up. And it's only in the last couple of years I now think to myself, you know what, you're right. Those aches and pains, and I'm thinking, crikey, I'm a little bit more aware, probably less selfish too, but a little bit more aware of, hey, look, at some point you're going to age. You're not going to be Peter Pan forever.
No.
And it's nice to know that there are things in place, and if you educate yourself with all the right things detail wise you can then go and get some help, some support and so on.
Yes.
And I think that's half of it, because there's too many people out there. And there are too many people out there that don't know what's available to them.
And to not be embarrassed to ask. I think that's part of the problem, is that people feel perhaps ashamed for calling in and asking for help. I know you mentioned that earlier, but actually please do call in. There's no such thing as a daft question. Ask it and we'll do our best to help.
See, I think you're absolutely right there. Whatever the question, don't be afraid.
No.
Ask it.
Absolutely.
People, you might think it's daft, but it's not.
No, and there'll be other people who have travelled the same path.
Yeah.
So, you know, please do call.
We are going to take a break in a moment. We're going to come back. We're going to tell you about what else is coming up from Wednesday onwards.
Lovely.
As well as the outside broadcast as well.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm.
And also, we're going to give you some more details about who you need to speak to, who you may want to speak to. And we are going to do phone numbers. We are going to do emails and web things. Because there are people out there that don't like the internet.
Yeah.
And quite rightly so. We fully understand that. But we'll take a quick break and then we will come back in a wee while.
Across the Isle of Wight and across the world, this is Vectis Radio.
the White Military and Heritage Museum. Situated on the main Cowes to Newport Road, the museum will excite your senses. Adults and children of all ages can experience the surge of adrenaline on an armoured vehicle ride around the tank track. For a real treat, why not try a ride in one of the Centurion tanks? There's also a covered rifle range to test your shooting skills. Enjoy refreshments in the cafe or the mess bar. Come along to the White Military and Heritage Museum, where you will be welcomed with open arms by our volunteer team. All profits are redistributed among armed service charities. Call 01983 300037 for more details or to book your ride.
Did you have a good day with Grandpa yesterday?
Yeah, we went to the Shipwreck Centre and Maritime Museum with Tarleton Barnes. It was amazing. They had loads of things found deep under the sea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like gold and silver coins, old diving suits and a real mermaid. I even did a treasure hunt and got a prize.
That sounds great. Did Grandpa have fun?
He loved it. And he loved the free parking.
That sounds like Grandpa.
The Shipwreck Centre and Maritime Museum. A real flavour of the maritime world. For more, go to shipwreckcentre.com.
The Four P's Project is proudly supported by Wheeler's Solicitors, helping you achieve your aims in life. We deal with residential and commercial conveyancing, wills, lasting powers of attorney, and probate. For more information, call us on 01983 533 938 or check out wheelers-solicitors.com.
Hi, we're Music to Capo. We are a new music shop in Newport Bus Station. We have a range of musical instruments and accessories with brands like Vic Firth, Mapex, Yamaha and many more. We do lessons and have a rehearsal room with a selection of amps and a great Mapex drum kit. So come and find us, see what we have and what we're doing, and if you're not sure on a present for someone, maybe a gift voucher. Find us online, musictocapo.co.uk, for more details or call 529471.
For over 70 years, White Building Materials have been the leading supplier of construction and building materials on the Isle of Wight, offering ready-mix concrete, decorative aggregates, concrete blocks and so much more. They're right here on your doorstep, unless of course you haven't built it yet, in which case you need White Building Materials. For more information or if you have any questions regarding products and services, contact them on 01983 524 822 or check out the website whitebuildingmaterials.com. White Building Materials. Get your asphalt into gear and call them today.
West White Audio, the island's technical troubleshooters. Having problems with your phone? Or are your electrics on the blink? Maybe you need your appliances or your building wiring tested or just a light fitted. We've got it covered. For friendly, reliable service, call Kelvin on 754666 or click westwhiteaudio.co.uk. All island coverage.
Stay social and get in touch. It's at Vectors Radio on Twitter. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
Here we are, and we're back, and we've got Emma in the studio, who's now got a green jacket. I told you about that paint.
Yeah, I know. Too late.
And we've got Helen in as well, the voice.
Age-friendly.
shall we touch on a show? Because I've said, you know, we're obviously going FM on November the 4th, and we're very much for the community. And although we do have a number of presenters that will fall into the category of age-friendly, wouldn't it be great if you did your own show?
It would be brilliant, because we've got a lot of projects, a lot of information that people could you know, learn about and phone in about, maybe. And also, we are, like I said earlier, we're really keen that we get to those people who aren't maybe getting to these events already.
Yeah, sure. I think that's a great idea, and I think there's so much mileage in it, and so much... I mean, today... I mean, I don't know how you feel. Is this the first time you've ever done anything like this? Like a whole hour of let's talk?
Whole hour, yeah. Mm. Done some radio before, but not a whole hour.
A whole hour. Honestly, when we said we're taking a break and it's now 20 to 1, did you think, crikey, that went quick?
It did, yeah.
And we have only just touched the tip of the iceberg, haven't we?
Yeah.
So really and honestly, we've got to do a show and we've got to do it on a regular basis, I think.
Yeah.
Because
definitely.
Then we can get it out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just remind us of those figures you know, people of a certain age that will be now and later on, it's quite a high percentage.
So now we've got 24% of Islanders are over the age of 65, and in 2021 that will rise to 28%.
See, when you say it like that, you think, crikey, that's high.
Mm.
That really is high.
Mm.
So we do need to do a lot, and we do need to help a lot. And we need to make more and more people available for shows, but they need to know what's going on.
Absolutely,
they really do need. So there, the importance of a show that has a flag. It's a flag post. Call it what you will. To say like a signpost. That's the term I'm using. A signpost.
Absolutely.
To say, hey, look, listen to this. Because it's going to help you. That's a quarter of the island's population.
Mm-hmm.
That not everybody is going to need assistance because they've got wonderful people around them, families and so on and so forth. But there's an awful lot of people that haven't got that, and they have that vulnerability, that loneliness about them. And I think we've got to point them in the right direction.
Mm. I mean, the national estimates put it around 10% of any group of, so 10% of those will be called chronically isolated, as in they will not have anybody to talk to within a week. So for the island, that's around 3,000 people currently.
Being
chronically isolated.
I'm so glad that you brought, because we don't, too many times we mention figures and they say, oh, we're under the breadline, and nobody knows what the breadline is.
Mm.
So when you think that there are people out there that don't, what did you call them?
Chronically lonely is the national term.
Okay, and chronically lonely means?
Basically, they've got nobody to talk to or somebody they can call on, you know, in times of need.
Okay, my mum's got an Alexa.
Does it actually help her?
Sometimes Alexa ignores her.
She's cheating at Scrabble.
Is that what you do as well, then?
Have you had a row, mum, with Alexa? You're the only person that's ever had a row with a machine.
Fantastic.
But it's obviously we need to get that out there, and we need to help. And this is not... We shouldn't look at it as though it's a problem, because it's not, but it is not going to get any easier or smaller.
No.
It's not going to get any smaller.
No,
the numbers are going to grow.
Yeah,
so we need to put something in place, and we need to help people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got a lot of stuff to get through between now and 1 o'clock. We won't manage it. I guarantee we won't manage it, so you will have to come back.
Yeah,
good.
So let's talk about the other events that's happening for the rest of the week.
Okay, so on Wednesday, we've got a poetry group at Lord Louis Library. We have a knit and natter group at Ventnor. We have Oddfellows Card Afternoon at Unity Hall in St Thomas Square. Another knit and natter in the afternoon at Lord Louis. A Men in Sheds Open Project. Technology from 1940s to today at Freshwater Library. We have the Community Engagement Day, which is the live broadcast that you're going to be doing for us. And we have Independent Arts doing a Time and Tide Visual Arts Taster as part of that as well.
Good old Hannah.
Yes, good old Hannah.
Lots of stuff there.
Yes.
Just wanted to talk us through a little bit more detail about those things. How do people get involved? Is there still spaces?
Absolutely.
And so on?
All those are open. You can just turn up. So if you want to come to the Men in Sheds afternoon, for example, that's being held at Age UK. We have a wonderful shed and a wonderful garden that's been put together by volunteers. That's open between 2 and 4 p.m. And you can just turn up for a cup of tea that afternoon and find out what's going on.
What is Men in Sheds?
Okay, so Men in Sheds is... It's a national movement, Men in Sheds. It's looking at working with... Men are... Sorry to say this, but notoriously bad at talking about things.
Right.
Okay.
What sort of things?
So it's about getting men together to do something that they all want to do. Like, there's a music shed, for example. So they go and they play instruments and do music together.
Oh, wow.
We have a shed in Newport that is in HUK's garden, and that... is they've made the garden there look absolutely fantastic, and they're growing veg and it really is what the men want to make of it, but the idea being that some men are quite lonely and they just want to get together and do something as guys together.
Okay, I'm just picturing, I don't know why, what popped into my head then, I'm just picturing a shed on wheels taking part in every carnival next year just to highlight the fact that
that's brilliant.
How brilliant would that
that's
be?
That's a great idea.
That's a really good idea.
That's a really good idea.
I'm sure that's one that Lois, who manages the Men in Sheds project, would embrace.
Jump out, yeah,
knowing Lois, yeah.
Is that must be Lois Pryor.
It is Lois Pryor.
Only
yes.
Lois Pryor could do Men in Sheds.
Yes.
Especially on wheels.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be good.
I think we should do that. I just seeing them now going around and encouraging people.
I think that would be great.
This is what we're all about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just highlighting how and what a positive way to do it, yeah. Taking part in a carnival.
Yeah.
Which is very much aimed at youngsters.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you're then going full circle, joining up the dots as
absolutely.
Well
yeah.
on
yeah,
the
yeah.
way. So,
yeah.
Men in Sheds. I never used to be into sheds, but I am now.
Okay.
The phone is ringing. I don't know whether you want to take a call or not.
We can try.
Let's hope they're over 50 and not like you two youngsters. Hi, who's this? Hello? Sadly, no one there. So, false alarm.
Shame.
False alarm. That's it. Headphones off. Okay, so we got to Wednesday. Lots of stuff going on. But just quickly, if you want to go to any of these events, they are free.
They are free, yes.
And just turn up.
You can.
There are two that are pre-booked, so the which we've already mentioned, the Red Funnel yeah. one and the White... The safari one.
Yes, that's on
the
Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, the Odd Fellows card afternoon is £1 for refreshments.
Okay.
So, all the rest are free.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, and we get to Thursday.
Thursday, we have an NHS hearing aid drop-in clinic and coffee morning, and that's at the Orchard Care Centre in Fairlie Road, so if you've not been there, and that's led by our colleagues at Hearing Loss, Action on Hearing Loss.
Right.
So they'll come and do a good check for you, and you get a wonderful mug of coffee and a biscuit while you're waiting,
all right.
and a chat to other people as well.
And that's for people that are hard of hearing?
Yes, it is. If you've got an NHS hearing aid, you can go and get it checked up there, rather than going to the hospital or your doctors. They will clear all the tubes for you and test it, change your batteries, all that kind of thing.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm.
We had some lovely youngsters in earlier on from St George's School, and they've got this sign language that they it's not because there's totally different sign languages for this, that and the other, and we had a guy come in earlier on that was talking in sign and they were having a conversation, but they do this in the school and you think how wonderful was that. If we did that more in, you know, other schools as well, and if we learnt it too, our communication skills would be so much better.
Yeah.
And I think half the time, say, radio is communication. And, you know, hopefully it reaches out to everybody, which
yeah.
it should do.
Yeah.
And I think it's just we started doing sign language. So we could have a sign language coffee morning maybe next year.
Absolutely.
There's just an idea.
Absolutely. And also understanding the impact of things like lip reading, because the majority of people who are deaf generally lip read. But absolutely, signing. I used to teach that to my class. Very basic sign language that you can then go out and have a conversation with somebody.
All right. I'm going to throw a curveball at you now.
Dun,
okay.
Dun.
Beware. The young lady that went away, so I know, she doesn't pull the wool over my eyes in 2 weeks. Her homework is to find out the sign language for being a vegetarian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Any
okay.
ideas?
No.
I can do some, Bob Marley, but I actually don't know the sign for vegetarian.
No.
Okay.
Hold up a vegetable.
I don't know.
Hold up a vegetable.
All kinds of ideas popping into my head.
Yeah.
So, do we get to Thursday?
We do. So, Thursday, we've got the hearing aid drop-in clinic. We've got another Time and Tide visual arts taster at Sandown Library. We've got chair yoga in Braiding. We've got...
Hang on. What's chair yoga?
Chair yoga. Yoga in a chair. So if you're a bit worried about falling over, you've got a bit wobbly on your legs, but you'd like to do some stretching and get fitter, then you can go and have a little taster of chair yoga.
Chair yoga.
Chair yoga.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it says here, may be suitable for conditions with people like Emmy, CFS, hip or knee replacement, stroke rehabilitation and similar. So it combines relaxation, meditation and breathing exercises.
Right, okay. See, now I feel that you're talking to me now and telling me that I ought to go. You know,
no.
It's nothing like experiencing something
absolutely.
In real life there. Yeah.
So that and Men in Sheds and, you know,
yeah,
you're
we'll
sorted
you
for next week.
I am.
Thursday afternoon, we've got Carers Isle of Wight, who are based here at the Riverside. They've got an open afternoon for you to come along and find out about what they do and how they do it. You can bring your iPad and get your iPad checked in and things like that as well. And I shall be along there as well, just chatting to people. You've got the Dance Makers Collective, so that's independent arts again, bringing all together the Dance Makers sessions. They've got a group event that they're putting on. So that's at the Methodist Hall in Quay Street. a reading group at Lord Louis Library, and then we've got the Celebrating Age Awards in the evening, which is invite only but celebrates the contribution that older people make to our community.
Wow. There's a lot there.
There is.
There really is a lot there. And if there is a website that we can find out all of those details, you know, on...
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
Yep. Do you want me to tell you now?
Yes, please, yeah.
So it's www.agefriendlyisland.org.
Okay, so, you know, if you switched on with the old internet, that's where you go. Just give it to us again, just in case.
So www.agefriendlyisland.org.
Okay, and not to isolate those people that don't care about the internet of a certain age... Where do we go?
So call 525282.
That's easy enough to remember, isn't it?
It is. That's the Age UK number. And you can ask for Helen or Emma.
525282.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really easy. Even I remembered that. Yeah. And normally, like, hang on, what was it? 525282.
Yeah.
And obviously, you need the 01983
yes.
as well. And all this kicks off on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. And I expect you're already making plans for next year, aren't you?
Yes, always.
We've got ideas and we've got, some meetings set up now to discuss next year. So, yeah.
So after this event, after this week, people can where can they pop in and see, you know, because obviously this is not just the week we're planning. This is obviously beyond that. Do people pop into, where do they go to be involved? And to
they can call us. We can have a chat anytime about their ideas. But we also host something called quarterly public forums, which are the kind of the formal parts that we have. We run them in six venues across the island, six sessions. And people can come along and talk about whatever is important to them. So we have actually had a really big focus on loos, pavements and green spaces for the last two sets of forums. And the ones in November and December, we're talking and running a workshop with My Life, A Full Life around the changes that are going to be happening up at the hospital in terms of how service is delivered. So it's a really good opportune moment to come and get involved, to get information, have your say about what you do and what you don't want to happen.
Fabulous. I think you're doing an incredible job. I really do. Does this take up all of your time?
Yes.
Yes. This is our main job. Yeah. But we are, you know, we have Jack, who's our intergenerational officer, and Hayley. So there's four of us leading the Age Friendly Island bit. But then there are other people leading the Men in Sheds, the digital inclusion, Hannah Independent Arts. We've got other people. Oh, yes. Yeah. There's you know other people out there as well.
Mm. Yeah, long may it continue. I think it's wonderful what you do. I really do. And I think, you know, it's kind of a scary figure that you mentioned earlier on, like a quarter of the island's population is 65 plus. I know a couple of them are coming up next on the afternoon show. they've just turned up. But it's scary, but at the same time, if we embrace it, there should be a lot of positivity there. And I think we need to approach it in the right way. Don't look at it as a negative. It's got to be a positive. Yeah, okay, quarter of the people are of a... Yeah, but, you know, we can help. Mm. We can do things. Mm. They still have a life. Mm. We all have a life, you know, and we've all got a part to play in it. No matter what age, it's not, you know, okay, you're saying it's aimed at people over 50, but those people below 50 can play a part too.
Absolutely.
And, like, you're playing your part.
And I think it's important to say as well, with this particular project, it's all about making sure what we're trying to do is going to be sustainable beyond the end of the 5 year that we've been funded for it. Because, you know, it's very easy to set up projects and then they suddenly disappear. And I think we've all experienced that. So that is absolutely why we're engaging with town and parishes. And we have a massive steering group of stakeholder partners like the Fire Service, Police, Southern Vectus, who are able to take things forward and are taking things forward already.
And are you based here at the Riverside Centre as well?
No.
You know, you don't. Someone's
We're based
here.
At 147 High Street, so the actual Age UK Isle of Wight building.
Yeah.
But we're out and about in communities. We will go anywhere where people are. So we'll quite often run events in conjunction with somebody else to really make sure people are involved.
Okay, well, just firing another question. I'm just thinking, somebody said to me a little while ago that during the month of August and 2 weeks of July and maybe the first week of September, the island's population doubles.
Mm-hmm.
So that means there's even more people, over 50,
yep.
like me, and that increases the... we shouldn't call them issues, but it increases the work that we've got to do.
Yeah.
And... are other people doing things like this elsewhere? If so, how does it sort of does it differ? Is it the same?
As we said earlier, there are 20 other other areas across the UK that are working on Age Friendly specifically, who are part of the World Health Organization initiative. And I think certain areas have specific things that they're really excelling in. I think one of the things we've been picked up for by Lottery and the Centre for Ageing Better, who do a load of research with the lottery around getting older, is the work we've done with Southern Vectis. And so the transport work particularly has been flagged up as something that's been an exemplar project. So we've done a lot of training with Southern Vectis staff on the buses, with children on the buses. Southern Vectis have actually seen a significant fall in their people who fall on the buses as a result right. of our work with them.
Excellent. Well, I think what you do is incredible, and long may it continue. I'm looking forward to next Wednesday. And don't forget, there's lots of things that people can be get themselves involved in. And there is a web address that you can go to. And I've forgotten that. I forgot to remember the telephone number. But go on, give me the email.
So the website is www.agefriendlyisland.org.
And you can phone
525282.
Yeah, I know that. Excellent. I was just going to do that.
You just stole it. We were worried you'd forgotten.
It's been a pleasure to spend an hour with you.
Yeah, no, thank really you enjoyed very much. It, Ian. Yeah. Thank you.
And that flew by, didn't it?
It did.
So
yeah.
You've got to come
much less scary.
Come back. Next time you're going to hear these ladies are on the show next Wednesday when we're live from just over there in the Riverside Centre, which seems a bit silly because we're in it as well. But after that, a show.
A show.
Yep. Yes, please. That'd absolutely. Great.
Have you got a name for the show yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
We might put that to our, to our older people to decide what it should be called. And our steering group, so...
Yeah, I'm always a great believer and you should take control, otherwise they'll give you a name that you won't want.
This is true.
We'll get thinking. Right.
Okay, thank you for coming in.
Thank you
for having
us. I hope
us.
The week goes fine, but beyond that, I hope the next 5 years you really get the opportunity to put something wonderful in place.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It is needed. Thank you.
Thank you
Emma. Thank you Helen.
You're welcome.
Have a lovely Thursday.
Thanks.